for a good
Blog Talk Radio.
For a glorious inheritance, for an assurance of victory, and for the promise of eternal triumph. Nothing can separate me from Jesus, turn the current of his love from me, or change the purposes of his grace for me. His love is astonishing. His ways are marvelous. I change, he remains the same. I sin, he pardons. I cry, he hears and answers. I ask for favors, and he kindly bestows them. I fear, and he promises. I wonder, and he says, return. I lament my folly. He whispers, peace. I feel poor and impoverished. He says, all things are yours. I imagine that I am alone. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I expect that he will abandon me. He asks, how can I give you up? I cry, unworthy, unworthy. He says, you are my dear son, my pleasant child. I fear I shall be overcome. He says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I fear I shall lie down in darkness. He says, the Lord shall be a light unto you. I say, I can do nothing. He says, I will work all your works in you. I say, I am barren. He says, from me is your fruit found. Home happiness depends on the wife. J.R. Miller. Home is a true wife's kingdom. There, first of all places, she must be strong and Christly. She may touch life outside in many ways, if she can do it, without slighting the duties that are hers within her own doors. But if any calls for her service are declined, they should not be the duties of her home. These are hers alone, and not another's. Very largely does the wife hold in her hands, as a sacred trust, the happiness and the highest good of the hearts that nestle in the home. The best husband, the truest, the noblest, the gentlest, the richest-hearted, cannot make his home happy if his wife is not, in every reasonable sense, a helpmate to him. In the last analysis, home happiness depends on the wife. A spirit gives the home its atmosphere. Her hands fashion its beauty. Her heart makes its love. And the end is so worthy, so noble, so divine, that no wife should consider any price too great to pay to be the light, the joy, the blessing, the inspiration of her home. The woman who makes a sweet, beautiful home, filling it with love and prayer and purity, is doing something better than anything else her hands could find to do beneath the skies. I cry, I am thirsty. He says, I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys to give drink to my people, my chosen ones. I complain, I am weary. He says, come unto me, I will give you rest. I feel dry and parched. He says, I will be as the dew unto Israel. I say, I need food. He says, my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. I fear I shall die. He says, he who eats me, even he shall live by me. I say at times, all these things are against me. He says, all things shall work together for your good. I say, I shall surely be overcome. He says, nothing shall by any means hurt you. I say, I am often left alone. He says, lo, I am with you always. I say, I am all deformity. He says, you are all beautiful, my love. There is no spot in you. I say, I shall see him no more. He says, I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice. I say, surely the Lord cannot love such a wretch. He says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I say, he cannot have chosen one so vile and base. He says, I have chosen you and will never cast you away. I
the secretary, and Abihail the king's servant, saying, go inquire of the Lord for me and for those who are left in Israel and in Judah concerning the words of the book that has been found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is poured out on us, because our fathers have not kept the word of the Lord to do according to all that is written in this book. So Hilkiah and those whom the king had sent went to Huldah the prophetess, the wife of Shallum, the son of Tophath, son of Hazah, keeper of the wardrobe. Now she lived in Jerusalem in the second quarter, and spoke to her to that effect. And she said to them, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, tell the man who sent you to me, thus says the Lord, behold, I will bring disaster upon this place and upon its inhabitants, all the curses that are written in the book that was read before the king of Judah, because they have forsaken me and have made offerings to other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore my wrath will be poured out on this place and will not be quenched. But to the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of the Lord, thus shall you say to him, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, regarding the words that you have heard, because your heart was tender and you humbled yourself before God when you heard his words against this place and its inhabitants, and you have humbled yourself before me and have torn your clothes and wept before me, I also have heard you, declares the Lord. Behold, I will gather you to your fathers, and you shall be gathered to your grave in peace, and your eyes shall not see all the disaster that I will bring upon this place and its inhabitants. And they brought back word to the king. Then the king sent and gathered together all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem, and the king went up to the house of the Lord with all the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and the priests and the Levites, all the people, both great and small. And he read in their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant that had been found in the house of the Lord. And the king stood in his place and made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and all his soul, to perform the words of the covenant that were written in this book. Then he made all who were present in Jerusalem and in Benjamin join in it. And the inhabitants of Jerusalem did according to the covenant of God, the God of their fathers. And Josiah took away all the abominations from all the territory that belonged to the people of Israel, and made all who were present in Israel serve the Lord their God. All his days they did not turn away from following the Lord, the God of their fathers. Chapter 35. Josiah